Triple M right across the coast. It is officially Oztober, celebrating all things great in Australian music. Good morning, everybody. How are we? That is a little Irish bloke, though, called Fergal Sharkey, and a good heart is hard to find. Good morning, everybody. How are we? Hope you enjoyed the long weekend. I certainly did. It's not every day the team you support wins a premiership. Some clubs have gone 40 years without winning one. It wasn't lost on me, the great win by the Roosters in a game that had so much theatre in the lead-up, when they ran on the field. I mean, it just had everything. I'm still shaking my head in amazement of what the game was. And that week, last week, just incredible. Great win by the Chooks. And, of course, great win by the West Coast Eagles as well. Again, that bloke, how did he kick that ball? I reckon if he kicks it another 100 times, he wouldn't have kicked that goal. But great win to the Eagles and two great sporting events. As usual, I'd have to say I thought the AFL's entertainment was a little bit better than the NRL's, but I thought Gang of Youths were good as well. I mean, they're an Aussie rock band, they're young blokes. They went all right, I reckon. Anyway, hope you had a good weekend with your family and friends. The weather yesterday, just beautiful. I went for a long walk around lunchtime and a swim at the beach, and that water has to be over 20 degrees. Absolutely sensational. And halfway through my walk, a whale came into within 100 metres of the shore. It was incredible. I did put a little video up on the Triple M Facebook site. You can have a look at it. It was. I was like, can you believe this beautiful place in which we live? Yeah, just fantastic. Sunny today, up to about 25 degrees. By the end of the week, some good rain arriving. Thursday and Friday, which is really great news. Yes. Now, let's have a look at what's making news today. Boy, there's going to be a lot said about this today. Newly appointed Kangaroos skipper and South Sydney Rabbitohs superstar Greg Inglis has been allegedly caught drink driving. The 31-year-old NRL star was driving back from Dubbo yesterday, where he'd spent the weekend playing in the Koori knockout round. He was pulled over by police in Lithgow. His licence has been immediately suspended. Locally, member for Port Macquarie Leslie Williams has been formally re-endorsed as the Nationals candidate for the 2019 state election. And Woolworths confirming demolition work will start on the vacant Food for Less building within a couple of weeks, that eyesore of Port Macquarie. And nationally in sport, rising star Jack Edwards has blasted his way into the record books and out of his brother's shadow after becoming the youngest century maker in the history of Australia's One Day Cup. And locally in sport, as we mentioned the news about Greg Inglis, the Mid-North Coast has three players in the Australian Rugby League side announced yesterday. Barraville's Greg Inglis, of course, Boyd Cordner and Latrell Mitchell from the Manning, all pulling on the green and gold. And in racing, the Gallops are at Coffs Harbour today with the first of seven at 1:25. And, of course, Friday sees the running of the Port Macquarie Cup, which is worth thousands, let me tell you. A huge day on the racing calendar, and it's their showcase meeting, so every race is worth about 30 grand. Wow. Coming up on the show today, of course, we're going to do all things Oztober, celebrating Australian music for this whole month. And after 8 o'clock, I will announce the lineup of the Garage Session on the beautiful tropical north coast of Queensland, the far north Queensland area, the tropical area. Only Triple M Club members can win, and honestly, it is absolutely sensational. We will do the announcement just after 8 o'clock today. What do you hear who's in the lineup? Wow. We'll talk travel with the great man John Joyce. I hope he remembers he's on today. John, are you there? The $1,000 birthday wheel. And if you're birthdaying today, we want to wish you all the very best. We've got some luminaries that you're sharing it with today. Also, what's on the Mid-North Coast today with Christy for Holiday Coast Credit Union. That and more coming up at school holidays. There's plenty on. 132710, you can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. Get us via the Facebook site or indeed our website, Triple M Mid-North Coast, where if you missed any part of the show, just go to my page and press catch up. We
love
our
city. Love living here.
Why would you want to live anywhere else?
It's just a good spot.
Love it.
Love the music you play.
I can always have a good laugh on my way to work.
Geordie Leakes, the latest entertainment goss.
Brought to you by Southwest Rocks Country Club, the premier entertainment venue in the Macleay Valley.
Comedian Eddie Murphy is engaged to his pregnant girlfriend, Paige Butcher. The 39-year-old actress was spotted wearing a large diamond on her left hand in LA this week. Butcher and Murphy are expecting their second child together. It's Eddie Murphy's 10th child overall. Gwyneth Paltrow has tied the knot with Hollywood producer Brad Falchuk. The star-studded ceremony took place at the Oscar-winning actress's mansion on Long Island in New York. Oh, and what about Survivor last night? A hidden immunity idol led to the votes being re-voted, if you know what I mean. And Vanilla is gone.
19th person voted out of Australian Survivor champions versus contenders. Sixth member of our jury. Vanilla. Need to bring me a torch.
Fishing best bet.
Here he is, the one and only Bluey Waters on a cracker Tuesday morning. Good morning, Bluey.
Morning, Stuart. What a wonderful rising that tide we got this morning.
Yeah, for sure. Yesterday I spoke to you earlier. I thought it was going to be a shocking day. It ended up absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, it turned out to be a magic day. And look at this morning. Look at that sunrise. It's fantastic day, isn't it? Plenty of light.
Yeah, yep. Fantastic. Well, we've only got a few more days of it, Bluey, because Saturday night we put the clocks forward 1 hour to go into that bloody daylight saving. But never mind. Up to 25 today. The only thing today, you're going to have your nor'easter, but it'll only get up 10 to 15 knots in the early afternoon, almost at the bottom of the tide. And then, as you say, the beautiful rising tide up until 2 this afternoon. Where do you think we should go today to go and grab a fish on the first day of the holidays?
Yeah, I think we'll head out the estuary today. It looks absolutely perfect. There's plenty of blue water, plenty of sunshine, and I reckon the flathead might be on the bite today. So out to the estuary, try for a flathead on prawns or whitebait.
Yeah, I did have a swim yesterday too, Bluey. That has to be over 20 degrees, that water. Absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, the water temperature's up at the moment. The weekend wasn't bad for fishing. The deep sea boys did it pretty tough, pretty lumpy out there. They did pick up some nice pearl perch, around 1.5 kilos, a lot of small snapper. Kingfish, they were on the average. The rock fishermen, they're doing a bit tough at the moment. They're still picking up a few drummer and grouper, but the jewfish are very quiet. Beaches are very flat at the moment. Not many gutters there. Picking up the odd tarlet, but they're only small. Back in the estuary, seems to be where all the action is at the moment. We've got some quality brim and blackfish on the bite. As I said, we're targeting flathead today. I wouldn't be surprised if we start to see a few whiting come on the bite also, but if the weather keeps up like this. So it should be a good fishing session in the estuary this morning with that rising tide.
Okie dokie. Now, again, for our holiday makers on the mid-north coast, Bluey, let's run through your fishing licences. You can pick these up to any of your news agents around the mid-north coast.
Yes, and for 3 days it's $7, for a month $14, and a yearly is $35. And if you've got to be over 18 to have a fishing licence. If you're taking your young ones fishing, you don't need a licence.
There you go. Well, there's the word from Bluey Waters and the best bet. Try the estuary for a flathead on prawns or whitebait for today. And, Bluey, the weekend of the grand finals, two absolutely exceptional games, you'd have to say.
Yes, weren't they? Too good. Saturday was the AFL and Sunday the NRL. Both very good games. How exciting was the AFL with it coming right down to the wire?
Yeah, that bloke tried to kick that ball again. I reckon it'd be 100 times he wouldn't get it. But it never looked like missing, Bluey.
It didn't, did it? That came off his boot beautifully.
Yeah, it was just amazing. And 100,000 people. And the entertainment was great as well. How good's up there, Kazali, Bluey? Still, after all these years, what about the crowd? Oh,
yes.
Unbelievable. Great, great rendition of the song. I've got to say, interesting, I thought the NRL was good, but it wasn't as good as the AFL. And interesting, Brendan Favola, who's been known to put his foot in his mouth occasionally, but he won a lot of hearts when he went into the jungle, Blue. He did a pretty good job there. He tweeted that a thumbs down to the NRL entertainment, to which the gang of youths, the young blokes that played, they tweeted back, NRL, grand final appearances, gang of youths won, Brendan Favola nil.
Very good.
And he must be a good sport because he gave him the thumbs up for that one. He said, too good. He said, you win. But the game itself, Bluey, at halftime, I was pinching myself that I wasn't in a dream. Was that nearly the perfect 40 minutes of NRL in a grand final?
Yes, it was. It sort of reminded me back to 2001 when Newcastle played Parramatta. Joey Johns had the ball on a string sort of thing. It just seemed to be the same pattern, didn't it?
And what about, it was only with 12 players, Bluey. Like, Cronk, no runs?
No.
He made one really good tackle going into half-time, or just after half-time. Yeah. But,
12 players and two trainers on the field.
Yeah. It was amazing. I don't think, as I say, I don't know how you top that. That was just unbelievable. Yeah. So the Melbourne Storm supporters, I feel sorry for them. They were I hate going into grand finals favourites, Bluey. Ooh, dear, oh dear. But, you know, we've seen a lot of great footy over the years from their great players like Smith and, like Slater, et cetera. And I remember 2004, Roosters played the Bulldogs. There was a controversy over Coffs Harbour. It was Fittler's last game, and they got beat. So fairy tales don't always happen, but nice to see that at Amy Park, Bluey, and they're trying to grow the game, obviously, and it is catching on in Victoria. They do get some decent crowds at Amy Park. There'll be the two statues of the two Storm legends at the front there.
Oh, that's fantastic. Isn't that great news?
Yeah, for sure. Now, Bluey, tell me, Richard the Barber and I have really got to thank you, and I think Trent Robinson may be sending you a thank you too for making the Melbourne Storm your best bet at the weekend. So they expect something in the mail, okay?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And I haven't heard from KO either. Morning, KO, if you're listening.
It'll be spot KO today, won't it?
Yeah, spot him at the news agent. That's where you'll find him.
That was a nice gig. I like that one.
Anyway, first day of the holidays today. Bluey Waters he's got his till finger ready to go. It is such a glorious day out there, and you're heading out to the airstrip.
Yeah, we're out to the estuary. We're going to try for some nice flathead on prawns or whitebait.
Thank you, Bluey.
Cheers.
Strawny for breakfast.
This is the Mid-North Coast's Triple M News.
Sunny at a top of 25 on the Mid-North Coast today. Good morning, I'm Lee Jollo with the latest local news. Data from the NRMA has revealed Port Macquarie is a hotspot for car breakdowns over the October long weekend. Port Macquarie is the most common place for issues in the state over the 3 days when combining data from 2015 to 2018. Sydney CBD is the second most common spot, followed by Byron Bay in Blacktown. The NRMA says the long weekend is a particularly busy time on our roads, proving it's vital we prepared for the worst. The federal government has reopened the Mobile Black Spots program database to the Mid-North Coast. Ben Sathananthan has more.
It's calling on local residents to come forward and report any black spots in the area. The coalition is getting ready to roll out the fourth round of the $220 million program, which has already delivered coverage to 867 black spots across Australia. The database is open until October the 11th. To nominate a black spot, contact Luke Kartsuka's electoral office.
As hay fever season rolls around, those knocked down by the ailment on the Mid-North Coast are being urged to seek medical advice. It's after new research revealed 9 in 10 of those hit with hay fever will battle to get a good night's sleep. Many are forced to take time off work, and relationships also suffer. Expert Professor Richard Harvey says it's important for sufferers to be proactive, with 30% of Australians suffering from some degree of allergic rhinitis.
Seek out some medical advice. There are certainly a lot of over-the-counter medications to help with their symptoms, but people who have severe disease impacting the rest of their life, their function, their quality of life, visit your local GP. You'll find that there's a range of other treatments that are available.
In Port Macquarie, MP Leslie Williams has unsurprisingly been re-endorsed as the Nationals candidate for the local seat for the 2019 state election. She was unanimously pre-selected unopposed on Saturday. Now to sport. Two Mid-North Coast cricketers will take to the field today for the Under-19 State Challenge. Bidding for a spot in the National Championships is Jared Baldwin, who's played in the Nambucca Valley Cricket Association, and Nicholas Clark, previously of the Hastings River District Junior Cricket Association. In the State Challenge, Baldwin will play for Country Thunder and Clark for the Country Sixers. The challenge will kick off in Campbelltown today. Those two country sides will also come up against two from the metro areas. And that's the latest news and sport.
Triple M beach and surf conditions with Hutto. If real estate is a bit of a puzzle, see Lang & Simmons, Port Macquarie's number one, where it all comes together for you.
Good morning. We have a light west to nor-westerly wind, but it's producing really clean conditions on all our beaches. But the pick of the beaches this morning will be those northern corners and the open beaches. Northern corners of open beaches attracting a few larger waves. The swell is out of the southeast to east. We've got two swells, actually, a southeast swell and an easterly swell. Wave size in the northern corners, you're looking around that 3 to 4 feet mark, but every now and then there's a bigger set. So if you're patient, you're going to get a really nice wave. Southern corners will be all right for that early to mid-morning surf before that wind does turn to the northeast. Southern corners do have waves around that 2 to 3 feet mark. Low tide is around 7 o'clock this morning. High tide's around 2 o'clock this afternoon, and the water temperature's around 20 degrees.
Read all about it.
What the papers are saying, thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
Here is Lee Jollo, ready to give us what's happening around the world today. Good morning, Lee. How are we?
Yeah, g'day, mate. How are you?
You still got your jacket on. I can't believe it.
Yeah, I'm probably due to take it off, but yeah, I've just been so busy, I suppose.
I know.
Time.
Sitting there in your little room, warbling away. Yeah. We'll have a look at what you're leading with today shortly. But first up, what are the papers saying?
Yeah, absolutely. So in the Sydney Morning Herald this morning, the headline there, house prices tumble by 6.1%. House prices have recorded their largest monthly fall since the global financial crisis, as a report warns the amount of home buyers can borrow could be slashed by a third if banks are forced to tighten standards after the Royal Commission. As well as that, Kronk's heroics reduce coach and his teammates to tears, but NRL considers how to end charade over player injuries, writes Andrew Webster, and claims coalition stacked ABC board. A former member of the panel tasked with deciding who should run the ABC and SBS has lashed the coalition for abusing the system and stacking the broadcasters with unqualified board members. And in the Daily Telegraph, cops nab Inglis in a GIDUI. On the day, the Rabbitohs superstar Greg Inglis was given the highest honour in rugby league, being named captain of his country. He's been caught allegedly drink driving while speeding. Shocking. And finally, charity muggers target the over 45s. Charity muggers, also dubbed chuggers, who bail up pedestrians in the street for donations, are being paid up to $90 each time they sign up an over 45.
Okay, thank you, Lee. And that's what you call running the gauntlet when you go into a supermarket or if you're out in the street.
Yeah, yes, hard, isn't it?
Interesting stuff, yeah. And the big thing about that is, of course, you know, there's been lots of Ray spoken about it, television shows about it. Sometimes when you're donating to that organisation, they only get between 30 and 40 cents in the dollar. If you want to make a donation, go to your local surf club, go to your local fire brigade and say, I'd like to make
exactly
a donation.
That's exactly right. Yeah, simple as that. Exactly. That's the way to do it.
Mm. For sure. Okay, Lee, your lead story today. Plenty happening for a Tuesday after the long weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. So quite interesting, I found, according to the NRMA, more cars on average break down in Port Macquarie over the October long weekend than anywhere else in the state. Oh. Amazing. It comes as a reminder.
Where did you find that one?
Oh, just...
That's a classic.
It's legit, I swear. Battery issues are the number one reason for the issues, followed by problems with wheels and tyres, electrical systems and the cooling system within cars. Sydney CBD has seen the second most breakdowns, followed by Byron Bay. So a reminder, keep your car in tip-top shape and know what to do or what you're going to do when and if that does happen.
Good on you, Lee. Amazing stats. All right, further details of that coming up in our news at 7 as Lee hurtles down the corridor, still with his jacket on. We have Marina with the traffic for us shortly. And then, of course, after the news, Hutto with beach and surf conditions on this beautiful Tuesday, up to 25 degrees and lots of people heading to the beach today. And as we always say, enjoy our beaches on the mid-north coast. They are some of the best in Australia. But please go to a patrol beach and don't be afraid to have a yak with a lifeguard. They'll make you stay as comfortable as possible. And don't be afraid to go up and have a yak with him. All right, Lee, thank you for that. We'll talk to you around 7 minutes. Triple M Mid-North Coast, it is Strotty for Brekkie at 13 past 7. Have you ever been a mascot? 132710, our telephone number. We go to Sid I in Port Macquarie now. Sid, what were you?
I was the mascot at age 4 for the Bondi United A-grade team in 1946. Too little to be the ball boy.
Yeah.
and the step down is Mascot. But that's where you start your training, you see.
Oh, gee. So you weren't actually in an outfit. That's how old you are.
Well, I was. I had a football jumper and boots and all that sort of thing. But probably not the sort of Mascot that you're talking about. But still a very sought-after job in... You know, for
4-year-olds. Now, sounds like you're a Bondi tragic. You're pretty happy on Sunday night. Not a bad performance.
As I've said to many people, they keep getting better and better. Wait till next year.
Okay.
They were lovely.
All right, Sid. You've got 12 months of gloating. Thank you very much. I hear where you're coming from. Thank you, Sid.
Mate.
Good on you, buddy. Julie from Crescent Head. Strawny, just to let you know, one of my first paying jobs was I was the paddle pop lion. Oh, what an outfit. She says, the only thing was, though, it was December, January I had the job and it was about 1,000 degrees. Thank you, Julie, paddle pop lion. Also, Jed from Southwest Rocks, I had a cousin who was Aussie John Simons at the football stadium. They had giant heads. He said it was hell on your neck. I remember that. Remember the John Simons? They had such wide heads. Another one here from Jenny from Port Macquarie. Strawny, what about Barry Boost when he fell over in the Mascots race a couple of years ago? And I seem to remember you calling the event. That's right, Jules, it was. An outstanding event, the Mascots race, where MC Pelican was resurrected. But poor old Barry Boost, in the shades of the post, he falls over. What was a very, very funny afternoon for the Mascots race.
Right, coming down to the finish line, and here it is, the helicopter in front, Westpac helicopter in front, followed by the Wiggly Tumping. Oh, Barry Boost has gone down! He's down! Barry Boost has gone! Oh, he had third place all wrapped up, Barry Boost. Oh, shocking years for Barry Boost.
Cactus.com.au. Labor Party shop steward Bill Curley was on a campaign to reinvigorate the party and had a big surprise in store for his colleagues.
Well, this is it, brothers.
Oh, for crying out loud, it's a bowling green.
Yes, brother Doug McDoug, lawn bowls.
Oh, and we thought you couldn't get any more boring, Bill.
No, brother Tenya Plibersixy, it's not boring.
Is this where you made us dress in white? I feel like the world's ugliest bride.
But the Labor Party needs to look a bit more athletic, because our in-depth and expensive research has revealed that people in this country like sport.
Oh, well, duh, Bill. That's like saying people like breathing.
Yes, but there's another reason. As voters get older, they tend to vote more conservatively, usually for the filthy Liberal Party.
Oh.
Not these days. Older voters are leaving the Liberal Party in droves and going to Pauline Hatfield's One Nation.
That's right, Brother Anthony Albo. That's why us playing bowls might attract old people before Pauline does. Our white uniforms might fool them into thinking that we're the One Nation Party. So clever.
I wondered why our balls uniforms had a hood.
What a lot of balls.
Yes, Brother Albo, pick one up and throw it down the other end.
You don't throw them.
We should throw you down the other end, you stupid wee jobby. You need a rest from sport. You've been tossing your caber way too much.
Yay.
I'm telling you, get off this Invigorate the Party campaign or I'll call the whole party out on strike.
What? But then we couldn't claim travel expenses.
All right. Well, I'll put the party on a go slow campaign.
No, Doug. If the Labour Party got any slower, we'd have to meet in the morgue.
Oh, all right. I'll enforce a work to rule campaign. Does anyone know what the rules are in politics?
No. Huh? Oh, maybe lawn bowls is right for the party. It seems to be what people do not long before they cark it.
How green was my cactus for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe? Planning your spring garden? They have everything you need in stock now.
Triple M's Talking Travel with John Joyce for Port Macquarie Travel. Experience their experience.
Here he is, coming up at 13 to 8, and I'm thinking, where is he? Where's John? And then I realised I hadn't unlocked the front door. How are you, John?
Good. I thought I was hangover from the
weekend.
Final,
I was a bit like that. I played the wrong cactus at 5:30 this morning, and I left the door locked for John. Mate, good to see you. And today I thought we'd tackle a couple of things. First up, I know the early birds are out now. And, you know, some people think like, I'll leave it till a little bit later, particularly with river cruising, John. Once the spaces are gone, they're gone, aren't they?
Yeah, get in early and for get Europe. The airfare tired. All up, because I think airfares are going to go up a bit with the fuel going up.
Yeah.
And even we had a small increase last week in different fares, so because of the fuel. So get in early, tie it in at the right price, and then you can sit back and relax.
For sure. And as you always say, look, the normal thing is between 7 days and 2 weeks. Tie something else in. It's a long way to go for a couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah, extend it.
Yeah, extend it. And you guys can help with that with advice.
We can give you some ideas. Depends on the weather and different things, you know, where you should be at what time of the year.
Tell you what, friends of mine spoke to me about Iceland, and they got really revved up and went. I've seen some most amazing photos, John, at to see those northern lights. But you can also see them in Tasmania, can't you, at the right conditions?
Yeah, at the right time. Yeah. It's a bit like the wildflowers in Western Australia.
Yeah.
You've just got to get there at the right time.
Exactly. There's an old expression in surfing, you should have been here yesterday.
With the wildflowers in Western Australia, you've got to hope that it rained a few weeks before.
For sure.
But that's travelling, and you go, and as long as you know that you might miss out, but most of the time, and Iceland is the big destination.
It is at the moment. I can't believe it's such a hub for Americans. It's the way they go to Europe.
Yeah, and it amazes me too. But
yeah. For a population as big as it is, the flights that go in and out of there from the United States are amazing. Now, something we've got to talk about, because the big news is, don't worry about George Street in Sydney. The airport in Port Macquarie is getting a makeover. It's going to be about 9 months. How many of these have you seen, John Joyce, in your time here?
This must be my fourth.
The fourth airport.
Yeah, from a little shack out there to demountables to you name it.
What's going to happen? How will it work, John? Are we going to go in the same way? Or?
You'll go in the same way, but where you're used to dropping out the front of the terminal there, those lanes will close out because they've got to block those out to extend the terminal and so forth.
Yep.
So you'll virtually come back and go in and around, come up the first lane closest to the terminal.
Okay.
So what I'm saying is it's going to be a bit of a nightmare for a while, and get used to it. Getting used to what's happening out there, the parking will probably be limited. Until it happens, we're a bit in the dark with it. But get out there early so you're not stuck in some queue that you didn't expect and going in the wrong way and things like that.
Yep.
I know they're going to sort of cut the terminal in half. So we'll stay there for the first 6 months, say, where we are. But where the cafe going to a demountable out the front, and that toilet block's going to be sort of demountables as well.
Mm.
And we will bring in the luggage, I believe, the other end. and so it's quite a big change.
Now, also, I have to ask this question, and, the late, great Jimmy from the airport, he used to say, bring a blanket because no air conditioning out at the airport. Will you get air conditioning with this upgrade?
Not quite sure.
Oh, Dad, I built it all up. See, there's the old thing, John. Never ask the question unless you know the answer. I'm breaking the golden rule.
I don't know. Some of it, a bit more, will be air conditioned, but I'm not quite wearing it. But we're so used to it.
You're used to it now.
Look, it doesn't worry us. And the other thing is, if the terminal's air conditioned, you've got to go on the tarmac. You'd end up with a cold every second week because of the change of temperature.
I'll get off that subject.
Get off that, So then after 6 months, they'll close the western side and do the eastern side. And, it's a bit of let's see what's going to happen.
Pain for a gain.
Yeah, well, the builders, I think, are out there with Justin today and tomorrow. And they'll talk about it. And they're really nice guys, and they'll work in with us, and we'll try and work in with it. It's going to be pain, but in the end it'll be gain.
Okay, all
right. Maybe they'll do the road out to the terminal at the same time.
We'll see. Because it's been known to go under, hasn't it?
Yeah,
exactly. Now, also, interesting out today for travellers. This is, we've had the Banking Royal Commission, of course. There's been some interesting stuff come out of that. Consumer watchdogs are looking to crack down on foreign transaction fees, and we've all been stung with those. They're saying for every $5,000 you spend overseas, it costs you about $140 in fees to get your own money.
It does.
So let's hope there's a bit of a shake-up there as well. But there you go. That's the big news from John. The early bird fair's coming to a close shortly. If you're thinking particularly about going to Europe next year, you've got to be quick.
You've got to be quick because they will sell out very quick and get the best deal. So you can save thousands by doing it.
By doing it now. Good on you, John. And the fourth upgrade of the airport is getting underway shortly.
Yes.
And look out. Be prepared and leave a little earlier.
Yeah. So my retirement's put off a little while again.
Good on you, John. Now, I've got to ask, how did we do on... Did you take the double of the Eagles and the Roosters? Did you have a little all-up there?
No, I picked them both, but
I think it paid $7.60 if you did the all-up.
I never bet on football because it spoils the game for me when I'm losing.
What do you think? It was nearly the perfect 40 minutes, the first 40?
The first 40 minutes, if you can complete 20 out of 21 and play the way they did, they didn't have a hope, did they?
It was just amazing. Yeah, fantastic. All right, John, thank you for that. We'll talk travel same time next week here at the M's. And coming up, it's only about 10 minutes time now, we reveal the lineup of the Triple M Garage Sessions in tropical North Queensland. It is Oztober. This lineup is going to be fantastic. Only Triple M club members can win the tickets. Who's playing? Details coming up after 8.
Time for breakfast.
Strawny for brekkie. Thanks to the Port City Bowling Club with October supporting the Hastings Cancer Trust. Triple M.
Oh. Is this thing on?
Yeah. Anytime.
And I'm just going to run this slider all the way up.
Listen loud. All you've got is this moment. We're going home.
Am I on?
Go for it.
Oh, okay. Hi, this is Dave Gleeson from the Screaming Jets, and I'm stoked to be part of Oztober for 2018. Over the next month, it'll be a tip of the hat to this country's finest songwriters, musicians, and storytellers.
This is Jimmy Barnes.
Hi, Australia. This is Kylie Minogue.
Hi, this is Ivor Davies from Ice House.
Hey, this is Keith Urban.
Hello, this is Natalie Imbruglia.
Hi, this is Angus Young from AC/DC.
You can look forward to hearing homegrown music features from the artists themselves.
I love that feeling of being on stage.
Got out at London Hotel in Balmain.
Playing on the floor next to the dartboard.
I'm in a really tough town that's hard to break into.
I think I just arrived on stage as the vocal came in.
And I've even got my own lunchtime show to talk to some of my musical mates and play our favourite tracks.
We're gonna talk a little.
The month of Oztober will wrap up with a tropical far north gig featuring some of the cream of the Australian music crop playing a live garage session. Get your lighters ready, or these days it's more likely your iPhones. Here's your Oztober 2018 lineup. A founding member of the mighty Cold Chisel and guitar legend Ian Moss. Responsible for some of the most emotive songs ever written, ARIA Award winners, Birds of Tokyo. One of the country's best loved solo performers, Diesel. And you know I won't miss the chance to come rock with yous and play bloody loud with me mates. Me and the Screaming Jets are amped up and ready to go. To jet your way to this exclusive garage session and experience the tropical north, sunshine, simply become a club member at our website. We're going to get the party started. Oztober 2018. It starts right now. And there's only one song that can kick Oztober off. Men at Work, Down Under. Oztober 2018, let's go on Triple M.
Travelling in a freighter combi on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under? Women go and men go. castle. I said, do you speak my language? He just smiled and gave me a Vegemite sandwich. And he said, I come from a land, land, land.
Mid-North Coast, Oztober 2018. It is the man, Men at Work, Down Under. And morning to the men and the girls at work at Men at Work on the Mid-North Coast. They do a great job. 13 past 8, beautiful and sunny and up to 25 today. Well, there it is. What do you think? That's the lineup of the October Garage Sessions. Imagine being flown to tropical North Queensland for an intimate garage session with Ian Moss, Birds of Tokyo, Diesel, and Dave Gleason and the Screaming Jets. And you'll hear Dave on from midday today telling great rock and roll stories. Now, that is some type of lineup. Like to win the tickets? Only proviso is got to be a Triple M Club member. Sign up today. It's really easy. TripleM.com.au.
Triple M. Birthday wheel. For 40 Wings, Port Macquarie. Wake up wonderful with a new bed from 40 Wings in the Port Home Zone.
Here's Val from Port Macquarie. G'day, Val. How are you?
I'm really well. Thank you today. Thank you.
That's the way, Val. Now, what did you get up to over the long weekend, my dear?
I just put the feet up and had a lovely long weekend at home.
Good. Now, did you watch my Chooks on Sunday night?
I certainly did, yes.
I couldn't believe it, Val. It was near perfect that first half. I just couldn't believe it. It was sensational.
Absolutely. They did a good job.
Certainly did. All right, Val, let's do a good job for you, hopefully, and give you $1,000. I've just got to match your birthday with the wheel. What number are we looking for you, Val?
Number 18, please.
Number 18 for Val.
Yep.
Come on, 18. It goes past. Well, come around.
Go.
No. Rotten thing, Val. It's landed on the number 2. Can't give you the cash, Val, but I've got your details, phone number, etc. Good luck in the draw, which we do at the end of the month. Christy does the draw of the Triple M Jam pack bag full of goodies, okay?
Fantastic.
All right,
thanks,
Val.
Thank you very much, Johnny. Thanks.
You enjoy a beautiful day today. Now, local birthdays. We've got a few luminaries today. The great Reg McGlashan is birthdaying today. Good on you, Reggie. He has the best Santa Claus beard when he grows it, Reg. Unbelievable. Local muso, Roy Rose, birthdaying today. Good on you, Troy. Along with Karen Gill from Hubby Craig, sons, daughters and grandkids. Karen, have a great day. People like Roy and Reg and Karen are sharing their birthdays with Keanu Reeves, Salma Hayek and Mark Harmon, of course, of Star Wars fame and NCIS fame. All
the Mid-North
born
Coast
on
today.
This day.
What's on for Holiday Coast Credit Union?
Yes, here is Christy, and I can't believe the array of goodies you got to talk about on day one of the school holidays, Christy.
I know, there's so much happening, but before we do talk about them, whether you're a Rooster supporter or not, I have to just point out that I'm super excited this morning after seeing you run around the office.
Yeah, I've been giving it to them. Even interrupted the snake pit, no, the sales meeting.
Oh, snap. Yeah. Don't do it. Don't do it. But yes. Big congrats there. I just can't believe it. Everyone's so excited. 18 in reception is very excited because her soon-to-be husband was
Mitch
just...
was... He put the full kit on. I saw him. He was at a bakery in his full outfit, the Rooster's outfit. Mitch, hats off, champion.
You were just as bad.
I know.
And how was Kronk, though? Come on. How did he play?
Then he played with 12 men and he was just saying, you go there and you go there. Don't worry about these blokes. We'll beat them. And they did. I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it. It was such a... I don't think my team could play any better. I think that's it. That's the holy grail. Anyway.
He's done.
Yeah.
All right. Look, what's on around the Mid-North Coast today with the school holidays? Hot rods are in the Nambucca Valley. Gotta love some hot rods. The 42nd running of the Valor Rod Run through till Saturday, October 6th with the Show and Shine in Bower Street, Nambucca Heads on Saturday, hosted by the Dragons Hot Rod Club. And it's drag... Ends. Get it?
That's right, yeah.
And the Wilder Quest History Mysteries are on again at the Trial Bay Jail. Learn the histories and mysteries of the jail on a guided tour. Ideal for young families, fun and intrigue in the jail, 4 to 6 o'clock. And Barcapella, a charity sing-along choir, meet at the Settlers Inn at 7:30, $10. If you love the movie Pitch Perfect, you'll love this, the Barcapellas.
Of course.
And Zumba classes are every Tuesday at the Valor Beach Tourist Park. Two sessions, 10 a.m. in the Woolshed. Low impact class, 6 o'clock in the large conference hall, which is a medium to high impact class.
There you go. I wonder if Alistair does sing. I wonder if he does.
Oh.
He might be singing Rooster Man.
Maybe. I have seen on Facebook that he does impersonations of lots of songs, so who knows?
He might
join the Barcapellas.
All right.
And if you have a not-for-profit event, you can let us know at triple-m.com.au.
And I remember as a young buck growing up listening to this guy on radio, and I'm talking about Ron Casey. And Ron Casey has just passed away. Repeating, Australian, he was great on television. Controversy Corner with Frank Hyde. Ron Casey has just passed away. And up to the day he died, my late father always said that was the funniest thing he ever saw on television. Was the remember the punch-up between Ron and... Don't let me forget the guy's name now. I can see his face. Not Ronnie Burns. You know the bloke I mean, Australian rock star from the 1960s. And, I tell you what, he was fantastic in his day. The late Ron Casey, just repeating the news that Ron Casey has... Normie Rowe, has just passed away. He was a very, very interesting guy. And, if you grew up in Sydney, you would remember Ron in radio and 2KY in those early days as well. Now, an email here. I've got one from Mark from Flynn's Beach. Strawny, can you play the highlights from the grand final? It was a great call by Dan and the crew on Triple M. Oh, can I play them? Here we go.
Triple M NRL game highlights. For Cbus Super, building a future we can all be proud of.
Right side now, play to Friend. Throws it left across. Keeps it going now. Beautiful pass to Tupou!
A wonderful pass.
Five away, but they're knocking on the door. Friend throws long left to Keary under Tedesco. Keeps it going to Mitchell. Steps inside. Chambers plunges over.
This kid is a superstar.
It's Poppy playable. Picked up here. Comes to Tedesco. Beautiful pass to Manu. Plants it down in the corner. They've got another. This is an exhibition. Left upright. 23 out. Just playing proud of the right around. Jake Friend is going to run it over the sideline. They're chasing him. He's daring them to come at him. And now he gets over the sideline, hurls the ball into the crowd, and the Eastern Suburbs Roosters are champions again.
There it is. Hope you enjoyed it, Mark. The highlights of what was a sensational tour by Dan Ganane and the crew there from Triple M. All righty, whatever you're doing, enjoy your Tuesday today. Stand by, we've got the news coming up, and then, of course, we'll look at finance, also beach and surf conditions with Hutto, if you're heading to the beach today on this first official day, really, of the school holidays. And remember, if you're going to the beach, please select a patrol beach. Keep it in the family. No flags, no swim. There are plenty of patrol beaches around our place for you to enjoy. On the show tomorrow, look out, Worst Dad Jack Wednesday comes up around 7:45. Also coming up tomorrow, we'll look at great events happening around the Mid-North Coast every day with What's On the Mid-North Coast Today for Holiday Coast Credit Union with Christy. We know the kids, the grandkids, the freeloaders, family and friends are here to enjoy our beautiful part of the Mid-North Coast. So we'll run through that tomorrow as well. Whatever you're doing, enjoy the day today, and we'll see you at 5 a.m. tomorrow here at Triple M.
With love, health, and friends, you can hold your head high. God's in his heaven, the sun's in the sky, and you have a treasure that money can't buy. Making the best of each day.